Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Comic Syndicate. Now, here are your hosts, Josiah Sarabello and Adam Garza.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. I'm here with my boy, Adam.
Adam, Big Mems.
You can find him on
Twitter, Memthebeaner, Memthebeaner.
And you can find me at the number 4, Thevillain. I'm for the villain. Adam, how's your day been?
It's been hot.
Fucking beyond fucking hot.
It's like, I feel like I'm in hell.
Fuck, it feels like it, dude. Fucking, we're sweating up a storm here. Just fucking.
Oh, my God. I lost 10 pounds sleeping, dude. It's a pool of blood. I mean, not blood, but sweat.
Dude, Jesus. Just about. It feels like it, though. Fuck. Huh? All right, man. Let's start off with Twitter love, man. This week, dude, do you have any Twitter love you got to get?
Not really, but I know everybody loves tweeting my boy here. We had some great good conversations.
Oh my gosh, this week has been blowing up fucking nicely. We have a lot of good shit going on. But let me give some Twitter love real quick for you guys. Thundershock at Thundershock 77 Jesse Barajas. Now this is fucking dope, dude. We drop our fucking podcast out on Sundays, and whatever time he fucking listens to it, dude, it feels like he listens to them as they're getting downloaded.
Yeah, it feels like he's in the fucking room with us.
Yeah, right, dude. And he's like, always like, hey, dude, fucking dope. And so, Jesse, this is for you, man. This is our artist for our shirts, by the way.
Nice.
I'm working on shirts for us, homie.
I like that. Dude, like, they have some big tents.
Oh, Dick, so I'm working on it. Dude, I got fucking 1,000 things going for us, dude.
Big sizes.
Oh, dude, I got you, man. Come on, you're going to get a free shirt, dude. You're my partner in crime here. All right, to the both of us, he's like, yo, listen to episode 5. Really like the bat flick back and forth and the new announcer. Wow. LOL.
Good stuff.
Yeah, dude. So the new announcer fucking was great. The second one comes from at Rideshare 13. To the both of us again. Great episode. Favorite line. No, bitch. No, you can't beat Robin. He plugs her link, which is fucking dope.
It's a good. I like it.
And then that people listen to it is fucking dope. That people quote this is fucking hilarious. But it sounds like a commercial, dude. Albert says, why should you listen to Comic Syndicate? He plugs our site. And then he says, to hear gems like this. This is not Lord of the Rings Hobbit walking. And Christ, Dick.
Oh, Christ, Dick.
He's like, funny stuff. Caught those gems my third listen. Now, again, dude, you guys are fucking rad, dude. That you guys listen to us one time is fucking dope. That you guys listen to us a second time, you guys are getting
that's
carried away.
Good,
that
man.
You guys listen to a third time, holy shit, dude. Fucking thank you, man. Like, that's means a lot to us, dude.
It does.
Yes, so thank you, Albert. Right share, dude. Dope, dude. And he asked both of us, dude. Last question from him. What do you guys think of Miami Dolphins? Marino is God. Fuck a ring. Jewelry is for women.
Dolphins? Like,
yeah.
NFL in Florida?
Yeah.
No.
You're a fucking New England fan.
Yeah.
I'm a Steelers fan, so that's not saying
a lot.
Well,
I'm just
either.
Saying Dolphins, I don't want to make fun
their
of
their defense
them.
Line is fucking
their defense
good.
Is good. Their offense is not good.
He's not the best. Yes, yeah. They have a ginger. Oh, I don't want to say ginger. They have a ginger as
just
quarterback.
Say it, dude.
What's his name?
Who, the quarterback?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't fucking know.
All right, cool.
Albert, you're gonna have to let us. You're gonna have to give us like the rundown on the team, because all I knew they had last year was Reggie Bush, and they traded his ass to Detroit, and that's pretty much all I know about the
opening up a new defense or offensive line over there.
That's going to be
good. And Albert, dude, stay tuned. Dude, we got fucking football talk for you, dude.
Yeah.
Football season starts soon, guys, so we're going to be all over this. Next one is Gotham Siren 87. And she plugs to at Surge 2299, at For the Villain, at Mem the Beaner. I love the intro. Nicely done, gentlemen. It sounds great. I'm going to be so proud when you guys make it to episode 100. Make them sound actually. They keep dropping new series on their podcast, and they make them sound great. Gonna spend all my money at Kamikaze. So nice love we got.
Good stuff.
If we last for episode 100, dude, we're probably
100. Jesus.
Yeah, this sounds like a lot of episodes.
I can't even
count
to 100. I mean,
fuck. All right, dude. The last two, dude. Surge 2299 actually hit us up, dude. Fucking again, dude. That you guys listened to us one time, is awesome that you guys listened to us a second time. We totally love. So thank you guys to the both of us. He says, listen to the last episode again. Great show, exclamation. Can't wait for episode 6.
Sweet. We're here.
And yeah, dude, yeah, I fucking love it, dude. Fucking we're here, episode 6, bitches. So let's get going, dude. Fucking let's get this bitch off the road, dude. All right, Adam, you got any news, sports talk? Fucking what you got going in the world today?
Yeah, I got a couple. I actually did some research, got off my ass.
Oh, finally?
Well, I didn't really get off my ass. I just started
to use your laptop.
Got my fingers exercised on the keyboard.
That works. All right, all right.
I got, you know what? It's going to be a shocker for my my New England fans, but new shit list on Jesus' list.
Oh, God, and, dude. Come on, really?
His name is Belichick. Oh, Belichick.
Bill Belichick?
Yes. He's on Jesus' shit list.
Dick, I have a Jesus shit list article.
You want to? Okay, how about I wait until we go to both of them? Okay, all right, I'll put that one aside until later.
Current events, anything else going on?
Quick, there was UFC last night, 164. Yes. I only lost all the last two episodes.
I missed the fights. Dude.
Matches. Yeah, Frank Mir took a massive knee to his face, ending his career.
Awesome. And I'm sorry, I'm not a Frank Mir fan.
I hate Frank Mir. All right, sweet. So,
if you guys want to tweet us, fucking hit us up, dude. I love Frank Mir. Yeah, dude, we'll fucking hit us up, dude. I'm not a Frank Mir fan, dude. So good.
Yeah, it's good. And then the main event was
Benson Henderson, right?
Yes, and he lost his belt and his arm in this last night. Arm. Yeah, it was bad.
Missed it, dude. What the fuck happened?
Dude, he took first
tapped
of all,
out. Obviously,
he tapped out. It was a verbal.
It was a verbal
type out. Like I fucking give up.
He said straight up, yeah. "Okay, pull me out."
Because the way his arm was, he turned Port. And you couldn't see anything. And then all of a sudden, the ref said it was okay.
What did you catch him in?
Arm triangle.
Triangle choke? Or?
No, his arm. His arm got...
Fucking
A. Yeah, it stuck. It wasn't like the pull where he pulls his arm. It was,
he didn't torque it, okay.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was nice. Okay, what round did it?
First in? Round, so...
How fast was the fucking fight then?
It was towards the end of the round. Homeboy started destroying...
Pettis is the cat they keep fucking showing the replays for where he jumps off the cage. Oh, yeah, they fought before.
He's a real...
He jumps off the cage and fucking... Roundhouse kicks fucking Benson
fuck
Henderson.
Yeah, like Ryu style. You know, dude, it's
yes,
awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, he gave
Spadukin.
Yeah,
some shit like that. Yeah, right.
He gave him like four knees to the ribs. Not even knees, they were kicks, but he did it so well that his knee connected. Oh. So yeah, he tapped out.
Okay.
New champion.
Wow, dude, Pettis.
Yeah, dude, and we got some college football starting last Thursday.
Yes, beautiful games so
beautiful
far,
games.
Dude.
I got a couple upsets for you for this week. Eastern.
A lot of upsets. Today we are on fucking September 1st, finally, guys.
So. Yeah, September 1st, Sunday.
Yes.
So we got Eastern Washington beats a ranked Oregon State number 25, 49-46.
That was a good game. Did you see the game?
I saw a little bit of it.
I saw the first half, dude. Fucking Oregon was fucking rocking.
Yeah, dude.
The upset.
It happens, man.
It's college. Yeah.
UCLA kills Nevada 58-20.
Nevada dick, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. USC looks sloppy against Hawaii, but they beat them 30-13.
Oh, that's kind of an ass weapon, dude.
Yeah, it's an ass weapon, but they played real sloppy, though. I mean, it's Hawaii, too.
It happens. Well, it's beginning of the season for college. I mean, football season, NFL is coming up soon. Anyways, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Notre Dame kills a high school team. I'm sorry. 28-6. I don't even know the name of the team.
Fuck. All right. That's not so bad, dude.
That's not so bad. Boise State. How do you say it?
Boise
State. Ranked number 19, loses to Washington 38-6.
Okay, that's more of an ass.
That's an ass. A ranked team loses to a nobody team.
Yes. Which is beautiful about college, though. I was talking to fucking my boy, fucking Alex, last night, and it's like college games are so fucking beautiful that.
Yeah.
It, like that, dude. You can fucking have one score. It's just.
It's way more fun.
It turns around, dude. Yeah, dude. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead and
Last thing I got is Johnny Manziel. He is a quarterback for Texas.
You can suck my dick, dude.
Bro, he signed a fucking for a little kid's. I don't know if it was a little kid. Yeah, but he signed an autograph.
Okay, I respect that, but
and
what
he got suspended for half a game.
Do you want to know why? You know why?
I don't think he charged $20 for the little kid to get it signed.
You know he charged that.
No,
he's
I don't
a young
know,
kid.
Dude.
He's what 21, 22?
Maybe.
And on top of that, dude, like college players know you should not be taking any fucking money. At all.
Well, did he take money?
Dick, how many how many articles have we seen where he's been signing his autograph and quote unquote he's signing shit?
I mean, if there's like a $20 on the floor, you can't really help it. You know?
Devil's advocate. All right, I'll give you
the only thing I have a problem with it is you sign something, you get half a game. But if you take a house like Reggie Bush, you lose your Heisman and your entire history with the
shit.
Let's see.
Yes.
So
that was fucking dumb. All right, touche.
You decide.
All right, Dick.
Was that fair or not fair? You guys let us know on Twitter.
Yes, let us know what you think. That was fucking dope, dude. That's a great point.
Yeah, I don't know, man. All right, man. Have you got any sports stuff?
I do, actually. Okay, I do have a sports talk, dude. It's going to go really quick, dude. Adam and I love fucking football, dude. We just entered a fucking fantasy football draft together.
Oh, yeah.
Again. This is going to be fun.
I don't know
dope.
We're going to be friends in a couple weeks.
Yeah, no, we're going to hate each other. So if you guys feel the bad energy when I'm smoking Adam,
you guys
can let us know, dude. All right, dude, I'm sorry, guys. Here you guys go, dude. NFL and ex-players reach deal in concussion lawsuit.
Nice.
This is off of CNN. I'm going to run through this real quick, guys. Please bear with me, dude. This is for all of you football fans. CNN reports thousands of former football players and their families have reached a settlement with the National Football League in a lawsuit that put concussions and their impact on the brain on trial. The deal, which is still pending approval by a U.S. district judge, would provide $765 million.
Oh, snap.
Right? Now, this is where it gets interesting. A million to fund medical exams, concussion-related compensation, medical research, and retired NFL players and their families, and litigation expense.
Fuck. How much was that again?
$765 million.
Dude, give me some brain damage, bro.
No.
My bad.
No, dude. Nobody needs...
I know. I'm just fucking with you guys.
Yeah, dude. Like, fuck. Dude, these... Okay. We love football. We don't want to see anybody get hurt.
Yeah.
And back in the day, fucking 70 years ago, it's so fucking hard impact that these assholes are putting each other through that eventually it's going to be a life-altering.
Right. But you got to also think that these guys have been playing football their entire life, and they've had concussions their entire life, high school, college.
Yeah.
And so how is NFL going to be responsible? I mean, I'm for the money, but you got to think about it too.
Yeah.
They didn't get all their concussions in NFL.
No. Well, they kind of did, though, dude.
Like, if you got two concussions in college and you got one in NFL.
And everyone knows, like, in college or fucking in high school, nobody would say, like, oh, I'm hurt way more than what I
laid
on. I mean, you want to play the fucking game. So by the time they get old enough to be in the NFL,
they're already fucked up.
Oh, pretty much, dude.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel as a fan, I want them to get compensated for it. Like,
I think they should get
their
families.
Job is, yes, thank you.
I think I agree with that.
Okay, so I'm grateful that NFL is making a commitment to the man who made this game what it is today. The heart of the lawsuit was an allegation by plaintiffs that the NFL had led a deliberate misinformation campaign, primarily through its mild traumatic brain injury committee. So NFL had some idea, like, okay, these players are getting fucking fucked up. They're dropping like flies. Let's sweep that under the rug.
Wow.
It's the NFL. How many billions of dollars do they make a fucking year?
That's how they make their billions of dollars.
Dick, but like...
By being fucking Jews.
Oh, shit, dude. I didn't say that. guys. Anyways, fucking, the NFL was not commenting, of course not, about today's settlement, but has in the past responded to allegations about misinformation. So now NFL is talking about fucking misinformation. Yeah, we didn't fucking give you all the information. League spokesman said that any allegation that the league sought to mislead players has no merit and stands in contrast to actions it took better to protect players, family members of former players, some of whom are currently suffering from neurodegenerative illnesses, or stunned to find out that the lawsuit had been settled so quickly. It's the families, like, we got to deal with these medical bills. Like, the family's like, okay, dude, like.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
They got a lot. They got a shitload of bills to play.
Okay, yeah.
They did their dues. They entertained us. We paid our money. They should get paid.
Yes. So I'm going to cut this article fucking quick, dude. Alex Romo and I were talking about this last night. Fucking my sister's neighbor. And, we asked each other, what's the compensation for the families?
Fuck, I don't even know where to begin. I don't know. Like,
on top of that, number. Dude. On top of that, dude. How many players is it going to spread out to? $765 million amongst it said 1,000 fucking players.
That's no, they still have quite a few. Over 1,000 players. I'm not really good at math. Okay. That's a lot of money, I think. On top of that,
dude, we kept asking, dude, how much are medical bill expenses, yeah. Dude? I was racked up in the hospital fucking 5 years ago. I'm still fucking paying for it.
Fuck.
For my throat. But, I mean, again, like, what the fuck, dude? Like, these poor families, medical bills, yeah. Everybody knows medical bills are fucking pricey as fuck. Now, compensation for the families, cool. Paying the medical bills for people, it would be nice, but amongst how many fucking players? How many players is it going to get, you know, brought upon, dude? How are they going to spread it out? And how the fuck is this a sufficient amount of money to get spread out?
Fuck, I don't know, man.
So, I love football, dude. I'm anti-fucking players getting hurt. It's part of the job.
It's part of the job.
It's part of the game, dude. And I love football, but nobody has enough balls to fucking talk about this shit,
man. That's true. I mean, I hope they, I would like to see in the future what each family is going to get. Like,
yeah, right, dude?
So we'll figure if we have any math geniuses on here, multiply all that or divide it and give us a number. I think it's probably not enough to cover the medical expenses.
Let's see, $50,000 is okay. Still a lot of money. Let's see. My mine was fucking $50,000, but I didn't get a concussion.
Right.
I just got my throat operated on, and I'm still fucking paying for it.
Fuck, dude.
Yet I'm not a football player. I'm not fucking making bling fucking money.
Right.
So back in the day, these players were hardcore, and they were going to beat the fuck. They're still going to beat the fuck up, dude. And it's part of the job, yes. But at the same time, now the NFL is looking at, like, the long-term effects of concussions and how bad it can mess people up. Junior Seau is one of those fucking players.
Yeah.
He committed suicide. He was a Charger
linebacker. Linebacker.
And I'm never a fan of the Chargers, but at the same time, I was a fan of Junior Seau.
He did play for the Chargers.
Yeah, but anyways.
I shot myself, too.
Oh, shit.
I'm just kidding. Right,
no,
I'm just kidding.
Anyways, dude, so, again, dude, like, it's just players, like, their health, you know, dick, right? Their health being intact, dude, but he committed suicide to say, I want my brain to get examined by doctors so they can realize.
Yeah, that was cool that he didn't shoot himself in the head, because that way they wouldn't be able to test anything.
Not cool, but
cool. I mean, you know what I mean.
He gave up his life to let doctors know, like, hey, dude, like, these concussions are fucking us up, dude. Yeah. Like, the long term effects. So he died for something he believed in. Unfortunately, he was a great player, but
hopefully they can use all that and find something out.
Yeah, dude. So I'm sorry, guys. I had to go into fucking sports talk, but it's something that's going on right now. So
cool stuff.
I think players should get compensated for that cash.
I agree.
All right, man. We're still on sports. So you got any more sports?
No. I got no more sports. We got about 10 more minutes.
Jesus, shit list?
Let's do a shit list, and then let's do a movie talk real quick.
All right, cool.
All right. Again, I'll start off with my shit list. Bella Cheats is on the shit list. I like calling him Bella Cheats, dude. It's hilarious.
That's your boy.
He's my boy, but
that's
you know what?
That's your manager, Dick.
I don't know, man.
Your coach, man.
You can't let go of Tim Tebow. You can't let him go.
Oh, my God. All right. The best quarterback in the league.
That is a straight ticket to hell. All right.
Holy shit, really?
I predict first game, Bella Cheats, heart attack.
Oh, my God, dude.
Okay, I'm just saying.
This is Jesus shitless.
All right.
Oh, my God.
You don't mess with
Jesus.
Tim or Messiah Tebow.
Messiah. Okay. That's interesting. Nobody has. Okay, go ahead.
I think he could have been a good tight end since one's in jail
he's
for
not
murder.
A quarterback. He's not a quarterback.
He's not a quarterback, but one's
tight end for sure. Running back, too.
He's a big
Although
fuck.
He can't
he's
catch.
A big
he can't
dude.
Catch.
He can catch.
Tight end. He wouldn't be a good tight end.
Brady could make anybody catch.
This is very
true. He throws it at your face.
But Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is the guy.
He can make an all-star.
Yes. So
okay,
Bella Cheats, I would be careful.
Now you're pulling off the power of Christ off
of Christ.
Your fucking back and fucking.
All right.
Don't get me wrong, dude. I love Tebow as a person. Don't know the dude. Heard his interviews. He seems like a fucking humble fucking kid, respectful fucking cat. He's just not a quarterback, though.
He's not a quarterback.
Running back. He has great work ethic from what I see.
Yeah.
And that's it. Besides that, dude.
I think he's a better quarterback than Sanchez, Dirty Sanchez.
Oh,
so
by far.
Okay. They got rid of him.
But
though.
He sucks too. Well, anyways.
Okay. Well, we're gonna do that.
You guys have three quarterbacks, though, dude. There's no reason to fucking hold on to fucking Tebow. There's no reason for anything to have fucking three quarterbacks.
I think Brady could have made him great.
I kind of back you up on that, dude. He needs tutelage.
Brady's getting a little older.
Okay. The future is what you're looking
I'm
for.
I'm looking at the future.
The future of your franchise?
But you know what?
I thought you texted me earlier that you're a Dolphins fan now.
Whoa. Dolphins? I don't even know how to spell Dolphins. All right.
Nice. All right.
No.
All right.
No Dolphins.
Oh, who is it? Not Cincinnati.
What?
You hit me up about a fucking football team that you were fucking jazzed about.
Seattle, I'm pretty jazzed.
Yes. Okay, my bad.
Pretty jazzed about Seattle.
Russell Wilson?
Yes.
It is Russell Wilson. All right. Their defense is fucking sick.
Which is good.
Dude, they're going to be fucking sharp. Okay. All right, let's...
Well, Sunday...
Football season.
Well, it starts Thursday, but Thursday's game is Broncos.
Is Baltimore?
Yeah.
Baltimore versus San Francisco.
No.
No?
Baltimore versus Denver.
Broncos.
That's
going to
be
good.
A fucking badass game.
Yes. Definitely watch that, dude. So who are you going for that game?
I'm going Broncos.
Ravens are in my division, so fuck the fucking Ravens. I'm going for fucking
You're going for fucking Peyton.
Hey,
fuck his brother.
Yeah,
fuck Eli.
Yeah, right, dude. All right, that's what we do, man. All right, dude. That was your Jesus shit list, really?
All
right, dude. I'm going to run through this real quickly. This is a horrible Jesus shit list one, but how are we looking on time? All right, sweet man, let's rock and roll. I'm going to make it quick, dude. Again, from CNN, dude. A Seattle area couple is in custody for allegedly holding captive and torturing the man's 13-year-old brother for 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah, dude, but it was his 13-year-old brother, Dick.
God dang.
Yes. No, I need your input, dude. This is what I need to hear. But including driving a nail through the boy's hand and keeping him in a cellar for days without food, the prosecutor said Wednesday. Brandon Gunn, 27, and his wife, Viviana, 34, are in the Kitsap County Jail outside Seattle on $500,000 bail each, charged with kidnapping, unlawful imprisonment, and 4 counts of assault, county prosecutor Cammie Lewis said.
They have bail? I mean yeah, with this is insane.
Thank you.
This is fucking insane.
This is why I want my boy.
Where is this taking place again?
Okay, here's a little thing right here, dude. I didn't turn that. Sorry, guys. You guys didn't hear that. Anyways, dude. So his brother is from Atlanta. Homeboy and his homegirl, his wife or whatever, live in Seattle. So the mom of the little boy, 13-year-old kid, sends him out to Seattle, like, go see your brother, and then that's where things get fucking shady.
What the fuck, dude?
Right? Now, I don't fucking understand how a couple can... I don't know how the guy fucking tells your lady, or your lady tells you, like...
Let's drive some nails to his fucking hand.
Fuck, dude.
See,
like,
what the fuck? See what happens.
Yeah, like... I feel like torturing this fucking kid. Who the fuck?
How long, love? 2 months? No, let's do it 3 months.
Oh, fuck, dude. So, anyways, this is Jesus. I'm going to go through it real quick, dude. Brandon's brother is from Atlanta, which I just said, and went in May to stay with his brother for the summer. Kitsap County Deputy Sheriff Scott Wilson said, "We've been crying for days." The teen's aunt, Marsha Thomas Jones, told CNN, "My sister is devastated." So it's her family out back in Atlanta again. Thomas Jones said the family suspected something was wrong months ago, and when communication was ceased and tried unsuccessfully to get law enforcement involved early. So, first of all, the mom was a fucking idiot. Like, all right, dude, like, I need to talk to my son. Like,
Jesus.
Let me call my brother or, you know, his brother up and check up on my kid, dude. I mean.
For his sort of summer vacation.
Yeah.
Turns into torture.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a fucking literally like a fucking
it's like a fucking movie.
Yeah, right. I was thinking fucking Friday the 13th type of deal.
Man,
we're gonna send you to summer camp and you're gonna fucking die. Like, but it gets worse, dude. I'm sorry, dude. The alleged torture. Oh, fuck, dude. The alleged torture began as early as May 1st and lasted until the teenager escaped from his brother's cellar 2 weeks ago, according to the prosecutor's complaint filed Tuesday. We're in September, Dick. This came out recently, and this is 2 weeks ago, homeboy.
While we're swimming, having a good time, homeboy's getting nails.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's still bad. The attorney for Brandon Gunn, Michelle Taylor, was given the case on Wednesday and has not received any discovery documents, said the paralegal. Samantha Badkin said they don't expect to speak to their client till at least Tuesday. A voice message for Viviana Gunn's attorney, Janice LaCrosse, was not returned late Wednesday, so people want to fucking know, like, what the fuck happened. According to the probable cause certificate filed Monday by the Kitsap County Sheriff's Office, the boy was sent to the Gunn's garage, where he was duct-taped to a chair with tape over his eyes and mouth, then beaten in the head, torso, and legs with a baseball bat and metal bars, losing consciousness.
Dude, what the fuck, bro?
Okay, so it's your fucking brother. What the fuck, dude?
I don't know, man. I can't even make jokes on that. Right? That's fucked up.
It goes back to this fucking couple. Like, who the fuck are these motherfuckers? How the fuck do you ever tell your lady, let's beat the shit out of somebody?
I don't know,
like,
man.
I don't fucking get the world or society or how fucking bad people can be.
Yeah, dude. All right, Belichick's number two. These fuckers number one. Serious.
Belichick might be, he's, anyways. Another time, the couple put the boy's hand in a bench vise, tightened it, and drove a nail through his hand with a hammer.
Okay.
The certificate says the boy said at the time he could see them doing it, dude, so he's still fucking, like, seeing it, dude. So, homeboy fucking finally gets out, dude, and I'm sorry, 13-year-old little boy, dude. I feel so bad for you, dude. He finally escaped, dude.
Well, good for him. He got out.
Yeah.
And they got these fuckers.
Yeah. So,
I hope to see these fuckers burn.
Yes. These motherfuckers belong on Jesus fucking shit.
Yeah, that's...
I don't like that at all. I'm sorry, guys. Welcome to the real fucking world. Shit is happening in the real world.
Yeah, it's some crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
It's sad, but these motherfuckers belong on Jesus shit list. So I had to fucking toss it out. Bill Belichick is up there, too.
I like saying Billy Cheese.
Billy Cheese. I gotta fucking get used to Billy Cheese.
Billy Cheese. Billy Cheese. Billy Checks.
Billy Cheese. Billy Cheese. Billy Checks. All right, I think I can do that.
All right. Okay.
I gotcha.
Move on to maybe a little bit more
uplifting news.
Uplifting. We're gonna do some movie talk.
Yes, rock and roll.
I only got two things. Todd McFarlane. If you don't know Todd McFarlane, he is the creator of Spawn. He had a run with Spider-Man. So his Spawn, he wants to make another go at another shitty Spawn movie.
Yeah, I heard about that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it's a little old. I think that after his 500 issues run on Spawn, he needs to stop. Just like, any thoughts on this movie?
Okay, can I interrupt you real
quick?
Go
for it, bro.
I did, because I gave Twitter love
to
earlier.
The Todd?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, this is something you and I were having a conversation about on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
So I posted, if you have a sense of humor, my boy, Mem DeBeer and I, carries the team. And I drop our fucking site or find us on iTunes under Comic Syndicate. Albert jumps in at Further Moon at fucking Mem DeBeer. Don't sell yourself short. Who else will miss a comic stick? funny. And then I jump back in, dude. I'm like, LMFO. Who knew comic books had dicks, right? LOL. That's me. And then you jump in. Well, we know that we got dick writers, right? And then you fucking tweeted at Robert Liefeld and at Todd McFarlane.
Hey, I like their comics.
And others, LOL.
Yeah.
Now, I saw this fucking when you dropped it fucking one day ago, last night, dude. And I saw it, and I'm like, I'm not going to touch this fucking tweet. I'm not going to touch this tweet. And then I thought again to myself, I'm like, it's my boy fucking Adam. I have to fucking I have your back. So I jump in, dude, and I say, dude, all righty, I'll just scratch those names off as potential guests and still retweet them. Still, like,
nice.
All right, man, I have your back, dude. This is our fucking podcast. We're gonna fucking rock and roll, dude. So if you're gonna go down, we're gonna fucking take the whole ship down, fucking with us.
Fuck,
so
Ryan,
I had to back you up, dude. So, and then you texted something or tweeted something hilarious right after that, and you're like, but I don't at their names next time. LOL. And then I still retweet both of them. Like, I say, fuck it. At anyone, dude. at the end of the day, it's still our fucking podcast. It's
true.
So again, man, I just had a fucking. So speaking about Todd McFarlane, dude, again, I got your back 150%. So if we're gonna talk shit, fuck yeah, people need to fucking hear this shit.
Yeah, it's a bad idea. Terrible idea.
A remake of Spawn. Yeah,
remake of Spawn. I think Spawn is. He was a good character in the 90s, and then it just died.
Yeah, dude. I'm not keeping up, so I don't
know. I stopped reading.
He needs to work on a new character.
Yeah.
By this point. So,
So that's done. Second news real quick. Marvel announces Bradley Cooper as voice as Rocket Raccoon.
Bradley Cooper?
Yes.
Holy shit, I haven't heard that, dude.
You know who Bradley Cooper is?
Yes, for Hangover. Right?
Hangover.
Yeah.
I think this would be good.
No, Cooper's I don't think so.
He's a good actor. Remember, he doesn't have to act. All he has to do is talk. I think it's, you know, we have shittier fucking actors acting.
Okay, since we're here too, we got some news. I'm sorry to fucking hit you guys up, dude. There's a fucking sick trailer on fucking YouTube. We don't know the shitty talk compared to this week, but it's going to be about Bryan Cranston was supposed to be Lex Luthor.
Yes, I saw the tweet with Sturgill.
Yes.
And I am apparently on board. What?
Not happening.
What the fuck?
Yes, DC is fucking stupid.
No.
They said, they announced it like, we're going to get this going. And fucking DC fucking said, okay, well, it was on the table, but he has not signed on yet.
Okay, so yeah, but he's still thinking about it. They haven't got fucking Matt Damon to do it, right? Jesus Christ.
That's Lex Luthor?
Ben Affleck as Batman. But anyways, we already fought about that last episode.
So Bryan Cranston, in my opinion, would be the best Lex Luthor. Oh
my God, Mr. fucking White?
He could carry the fucking movie by himself.
God, he's so good.
We don't need a fucking Batman or Superman if he was involved. Like, just give me a Lex Luthor movie with Bryan Cranston in it, and I'll fucking pay $100 to fucking watch
that. I'll still pay the $6.
I'll sneak in a few times. Don't worry. I'm gangster, too. I'm gangster, dude. But, okay, so DC announced initially, like, yes, we have him. And then they announced, like, okay, just kidding. We offered him the role, but he hasn't quite taken it up yet.
I don't know why you wouldn't take it. Maybe money?
Not money. I don't think he's more after money. I think he just wants to take a good role that's going to fucking fit him. Maybe
they showed him the script.
Oh.
And he fucking threw it in the water.
Actually, you're totally right, dude. I totally. Yeah, that
I don't know. Point, God damn it, dude. I mean, he would be awesome, dude. I don't even think of Malcolm in the Middle when I see him ever. No. In the beginning, I thought, I'm like, this guy is Malcolm motherfucking Middle.
Yeah, I totally agree, dude. Like, again, though, like, when I first saw Malcolm in the Middle, I hated the fucking show. I just hated fucking Munoz, whatever the fuck your name is. You can suck my dick, too, just like fucking.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, right, dude? Your dad, though, to know that he became a great actor and did Breaking Bad, oh my God, dude. Fucking sick.
Good stuff, man.
It's tonight, dude, so we're fucking watch it tonight.
Dude. Yeah, we're gonna be doing some reviews on Breaking Bad for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're out of time for the current events and news. Yeah. We'll be right back, and we'll come back with some books of the week.
Yes. You read anything good?
Oh, I read lots of good stuff.
I read so many good books. All right, dude, we'll be back, guys.
All right, we'll be right back.
I don't dig, dude. You didn't like it? Well, it's our review, dude. So
let the listeners know.
You're starting it off, dude, so please.
Okay. Let me just go through my bullet points.
Go. Oh, fucking all right. Oh, fucking he's got bullet points bullet now all points, of a sudden, dude. Check this guy
fucking
out.
Fucking Ming. That's cool. So Donald is a, you know, he's a sick motherfucker. He doesn't mess around. This guy kills, like, everyone.
Planets, fucking his own kids, dude.
His own kids, wives, people's kids. He doesn't care. He just murders. And the reason he murders is it's not because he likes it, but he's also...
Do you want me to read that?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, guys. Previously, a mysterious woman has followed Thanos throughout his life. This woman first appeared when he was a child, convincing him to give in to the murderous impulses he harbored and held under restraint. Thanos roamed the galaxy after this, joined a crew of space pirates and spring offspring across the stars. Eventually, he returned to Titan, child, to once again be with his mysterious woman. Mysterious. She told him the only way to prove his love for her was to kill every child he has sown across the planet. he taxes a lot of broads. Thanos took more and more lives, continuously being told by this woman that his efforts were not sufficient to warrant her returned affection. Thanos finally confronted her over this, causing her to reveal her true identity, Death herself. Driven mad by this revelation, Thanos killed the entire crew, readied the ship's bombs, and set course for Titan.
Pretty much, yeah. He has a bad case of Matateo.
Because
nobody can see this chick. She is invisible.
It's Death.
It's Death. Not sure how that's going to work out physically. He has Matateo problems.
Didn't you guys know Matateo?
Matateo's
from he's got his arm over a girl that's not there. Yeah. Like, hey, this is my picture with my girlfriend.
Google him, and you will get the joke. Sports guys will get it.
Yeah, sports guys will catch that, dude. That's pretty much what it is, though.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
So Death is just messing around. Death is just messing with Thanos.
Yeah.
Making him kill everybody, like Joe said. So the one thing he's afraid of killing was himself and his father.
Yeah.
So she tricks him into going to his home planet, Titan.
Yes.
And just unload bombs. Like, Sunday morning at a church, what do I get? Bomb in the face.
Yeah, yeah. He attacks his own planet.
His own Titan. Planet. Lands and runs out of missiles, so he starts just blasting people. His father confronts him.
Yeah.
And
they have a fucking conflict like
that. Yeah, the father's a real science guy.
Yeah.
And the father tries to use science to show him that, no, dude, do not do what Matateo did.
There's nobody.
There's nobody
you,
there.
Dick. Like, you have a lot of pain, but there's nobody with you. Nothing scientific says that. There's no readings, dude. Like,
yeah, what the fuck are you killing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Get a real girlfriend.
yes, dude.
Matateo, get a good girlfriend.
This is my shitty book of the week, by the way.
I thought it was good. I mean, it was all right. I mean, and then Thanos, as like every son, doesn't listen to his dad. And then blasts him.
Yes, he does.
It pretty ends with that. He blasts his dad. It cuts to present time. Thanos is walking in just emptiness. Like, his planet is destroyed. There's nothing alive.
The conversation between Death and him, though, she, like, fucking...
She's pleading with him to...
She taunts him, first of all. Like, he can't see me. Like, kill him already. And Thanos is like conflicted, like, bitch, get the fuck out of my fucking head.
Yeah.
If you really love me, kill your fucking dad.
I totally will give you pink tacos.
Oh, yeah. And he fucking kills his dad. And then that's when she says, stop. Like, you did good. Like,
yeah.
You finally did what I wanted you to do. And Thanos fucking, this is the best part of the book.
Yeah, it is,
dude,
the best part.
Is he's like, fuck you. You're fucking Death. Fuck you. I don't give a shit anymore.
He realized,
like, you turned me into a fucking monster by this point, where he says, and she's like, but I will kiss you again. I will love you. Yeah. I can love you passionately.
Laters.
Right there.
To the face.
Yeah, dude. He's like, I don't need you. I don't want you. Like, the whole book fucking sucked dick. And she's still trying to mack it out with him, dude.
It's a good, it's okay book. It's a good ending. I thought it was good.
Art is great.
I still dig the writing.
Dude, this one was a piece of shit, dude. Like, I wanted to see a fucking monster. I don't want to see anybody turn into a monster because of love or false love.
Regardless, does that make sense? I still digged it, so it's cool.
Don't get me wrong, it's all good. But like the whole comic, I'm like, I know where this is going. And when
I didn't think he was an ignorer at the very end.
That's what was fucking the pimpest fucking shit
comic. I didn't think that was
like he's like, he walks away from her, but Thanos, come back to me.
Yeah,
and he's like, fuck you, Death. Yeah. Fuck you.
So it's all good. You know, we pick the books and we give our honest opinions.
Yeah, that was our review of Thanos number five. And this is it, dude. And Thanos is coming into the Marvel Universe
now.
He's
already in Infinity, ready to rock and roll.
Yes, we mentioned him before, dude. So next book we're going to review
We're going to do Batman Superman issue 3.
Yes.
And I think we're both on board on this one with the...
It was shit. Okay, guys. I got to drop fucking the writers and artists for you guys real quick.
Yeah, don't buy from them.
The artist is going to be Jay Lee. and Yildiray Cinar. Writer is Greg Pak, dude. Jay Lee, love the art. It's different than what I would expect, dude. This is a fucking clusterfuck of a comic.
I just don't. I've read the books and I don't understand what the fuck's going on.
In a nutshell, dude, I guess fucking old school Silver Age Batman and Superman come into fucking real world time war. The old school Superman Batman fucking meet new age Batman and Superman.
Right.
Bruce Wayne and Clark Kent met each other fucking years ago, and this is the coolest thing about this fucking book is they meet each other when they're fucking kids. I don't fucking dig. Again, art's fucking beautiful, but it's written pretty fucking. It's a clusterfuck. Dude.
It's a. I just you explained it to me right now, and I don't. Too many fucking Batmans and too many Supermans in the goddamn.
Yes.
Book.
Oh fuck, dude.
I'm not gonna pick it up. I'm not gonna read it.
I think I'm done after this one, dude. I think I'm done after this
one. So, you guys, if you love it, please tweet us and tell us we're wrong.
Yeah, dude. This is my shitty book because of
it. I just feel retarded reading. I'm probably retarded
anyways. The only
anyways.
Coolest thing... No, Dick. You're fucking good man. You're fucking... Anyways, let me not... Anyways. Yeah, dude. So, this book is not... Don't pick it up.
And then that's how much time we're going to spend
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, fuck it, dude. Shitty book of the week.
Shitty book of the week.
All right, cool.
Exclamation
point, dude. Fuck that fucking book.
We are going to move on to our book of the week, the books that we did love
yes.
to read this week. And I believe, Joe.
You want me to start off?
You had some great
books.
I got
a fucking lot of love, dude. Okay, dude. All right. Book of the week, dude, is Books of the Week. Again, I always do this, dude. Adam and I fucking read so much shit. If anybody has enough balls to fucking call us lazy, fuck you motherfuckers. You don't even understand what we're doing. Adam, let me use New Avengers, number one through number four. And it's written by Jonathan Hickman, dude, 1 through 6, and just beautiful, dude. So let me go into this real quick, dude. New Avengers number one, Jonathan Hickman is writing the fucking book. The artist is fucking, give me 1 second, is Steve Epting starting off the fucking art.
Guy is a beast.
Yes. The way Jonathan Hickman is writing this is fucking Adam got me into Jonathan Hickman more so. I was a fan, and Adam just fucking pulled me into this whole world where Jonathan Hickman is a fucking badass. When Adam says, pick up anything by Jonathan Hickman, pick up fucking anything by
Jonathan
Hickman. Yeah, I'm
pretty serious about that.
Yeah, dude. So I got to back it up. This New Avengers is more about the Illuminati that we spoke about fucking last episode, which is pretty much fucking the characters that are getting involved in, like, we have a bunch of gems. We have to put these gems together. The worlds are colliding. The worlds are getting fucked up. Now, the Illuminati are Black Panther, Doctor Strange, Bolt.
Black Bolt, Mr. Reed.
Mr. Reed Richards, yes. Captain America. Fucking
Beast.
Iron Man.
And
Beast. Now, since there are 6 gems, since Mr. Or Professor X died.
Professor No Legs.
Yes. the person who took his place was Beast from the X-Men. So you guys know a few of these characters. And Namor's in there, actually.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So
that guy gets a bad rap, but we'll talk about that.
Oh, yeah. We'll go into that. So the Illuminati are the piece holders of these gems. Like, if anybody puts these gems together, we can destroy fucking planets.
Yeah, you can fuck shit
up. That's why Marvel Universe said, like, we have to split them up. We have to give them to good people. And we want to make sure nobody fucking suffers the fate of these gems getting together. So, again, Wolverine and Invisible Bitch fucked shit up.
Right. That's an episode.
We'll
go on that later.
So the time stream has been so fucked up that Thanos finally said, all right, fucking the gems are out there. They broke the fucking timeline. The Avengers are fucking intergalactic. They're fucking gone. He's like, now's the time. Let's fucking do it. So again, the peacekeepers of these gems realize, like, fuck, dude. Time stream has been fucked up. These planets are fucking colliding together. The only way we can fucking save our world is to destroy another world. And who says this? Captain America says this.
Captain Sucker Punch.
So the Illuminati looks at fucking Captain America like, all right, dude, here's my fucking gem. Here's my fucking gem. Here's my gem. What do you want me to do with this? Dick.
Put them together. Put the glove on. Let's get going.
Yeah. And they look at him like, Dick, this was your fucking idea.
Right.
So he fucking has to destroy a fucking whole planet, which is written fucking lovely. Like,
it, yeah, the planet is like colliding with our planet. Oh, you can see it.
He has to push it off or do something.
He has to destroy it.
And he doesn't have enough fucking balls.
Yeah,
to
he,
fucking
yeah I like that. But he doesn't. Captain Sucker Punch wins at every fight.
He can suck my dick too.
He does what he does. He destroys
pussy,
the world.
Pussy.
But in doing so, he destroyed the gems as well.
Yeah. So now nobody has access to their fucking gems because of this fucking smart fucking guy. So the whole time, dude, is the Illuminati are together at the table. And they knock the fuck out of fucking Captain America. Like,
Because Captain America's all like, "You guys are gonna build something to destroy this. I'm not gonna be able to be on board."
Yeah.
And so they mind wipe him. They're like, "You know what? Dude, we're tired of you."
He fucking needs though, dude. I mean, fuck him, dude.
Yeah, he's not loved by a lot, but he's an okay character.
Oh, Captain America. Okay. You want a job done, you have to get your fucking hands dirty, and Captain America. Is so fucking, oh, and don't get me wrong, I love where I live, but really, bitch, like.
Well, he's out of the team. He's out of the Illuminati.
Yes, so they knock him the fuck out, dude. Now it's something funny that happens is, like, fucking, he looks at fucking Tony Stark, and he's like, "Hey, brother, like, what the fuck's going on?" And Tony Stark says, "Steven, do it," which is Doctor Strange. He's like, "Mind wipe him. Fuck it."
Yeah, just mind wipe him. So like, they mind wipe him. He's out, which is cool because he just takes up right into Avengers.
Yes.
So,
but he doesn't know what's going on.
He doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
So now they got a pet problem because not all these worlds are still going to be coming.
Thank you. Yes.
So
yes.
They got rid of one, but there's more. So they have to figure out more.
There's more worlds, more gems. In every fucking world.
But you can only use the gems in that world.
In your world.
Yeah.
In your world. So now that's what's fucking cool about this fucking book is fucking I love it, dude. Fucking so now they're dealing with the whole, all right, in our world, Captain America fucked up all our fucking gems.
Right. So now they got to figure out. Now they got to be. They got to think of stuff. Now they got to think up stuff. How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? So the next comics, obviously, another world's coming.
Yes.
And so
they have to figure a way out. Yes. Dude, Galactus already. Dude.
It was a good part too when they put the rings on.
On who?
When they put the rings together, not the rings, the gems.
The gems, yes.
They show a clip of Galactus turning and Thanos turning.
Yes.
So they felt the presence of the power.
Dude, yes.
Really cool. Really cool. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Thank you, dude. Thank you. Because I totally agree with that. Like, these Infinity Gems are fucking sick, dude. Like, unbelievable what these powers can fucking do. One gem, dude. It's gonna be the Mind Gem, the Reality Gem, the Power Gem. The Space Gem, the Time Gem, the Soul Gem, and Captain America fucking shatters.
Yeah, there's no more gems.
But one.
Yeah, you look closely in the book and you'll see one that's missing that doesn't get broken.
Yes.
But that takes place in the new Avengers comics.
Which is great. So I love it, dude. Adam fucking it gave me some background check on fucking the new Avengers, which is more Illuminati shit.
Yeah.
And I fucking love
it. It's really good. They're John really Hickman, good team. Dude.
So my books of the week would be your Jonathan Hickman's run that you let me use of fucking New Avengers 1-6.
Yeah.
Fucking great, lovely, man.
Great stuff, man. If you want it, just pick them up. Right now, I think the first trade paperback came out.
I think it's
hardback though right now.
It's got to be. Yeah,
yeah, it's a little more expensive, but I'll drop a website. To get
trade
cheaper,
paper, yes,
cheaper, cheap, cheaper trade stuff later on,
yes,
at
yes.
the end of the show.
But yeah, that's mine, dude. Go for it, man. What you got?
I was reading Thumbprint, the number 3. Joe Hill writes this.
Oh yes,
if you don't,
dude.
If you don't know who
Joe Hill is the son of
Stephen King.
Yes, and he's using a pseudonym.
Yes, he didn't want to take. He didn't want people to read just because of Stephen King.
So
kid,
he took over,
which
the
is
moniker
awesome.
Of, yeah, no, I respect that.
Awesome.
Like he says, I don't want to do this off my dad's merits. Like I want people to Follow Me.
Follow Me because of what I write. So he writes just like his dad. He writes
better than his dad.
He does write better. A little bit creepier. No.
He writes better comics than his dad.
Real creepy stuff. Because
his dad writes novels, and I love fucking reading novels, dude. But
dude, Stephen King's novels are like
fucking
2 months later and still in the middle of the book. He writes. It's a great book.
Okay.
He just writes a lot.
Okay, yes.
But anyways, we're not talking about Stephen King. We're going to go ahead and review it. So, he writes this book. It's a 1, 2, 3. It's a 3-issue book about a woman that is sent out to the Middle East, and she does some bad shit over there.
Okay.
I haven't read this, so please. Yeah, she gets the shit done. Like, if you need someone to talk, she's not afraid to break fingers. Any kind of torture, she's down. So she's a little creepy. She has problems.
Weirdo?
She just likes it. So she comes. She's done with the war.
Fucking my article I read.
Yeah, she's no, but
I'm sorry.
She's doing it for war. It's not her kid brother.
Oh shit! Yeah, all right.
But she comes back even more messed up, and she keeps getting something in the mail—a piece of paper with a thumbprint on it. And it's fucking with her. She's like, "What's going on here? What the fuck?" You know, so everywhere she goes, she's being taunted by a piece of paper with a thumbprint. First it was in the mailbox, then on her side of her door, then inside her door. So in issue 3, it's coming to an end. She finds it inside her room.
All right.
And what happened was one of her platoon guys that she was with has gone even more fucked up than she is.
Really?
So this homeboy comes in with like a necklace full of fingers of his past platoon guys that he went to go hunt.
What title is this under? Image?
This is IDW, I think.
IDW, really? Yeah. All right, dude.
So she comes back, and he's there.
Okay.
They start fighting. He thinks, you know, people are looking for him, spies. She goes, no, dude, no one cares about us. We're just fucking losers. He doesn't get it. He ties her up. He cuts her up, and he goes, okay.
Holy shit!
I'm gonna get to that. It's really cool.
Holy shit!
So
get the fuck out of here, dude.
He ties her up, gets on top of her, and says, "You're right. You're gonna tell me what's up, or I'm gonna cut your thumb off." I'll get to it.
Oh fuck! I'll go for it because this is fucking nuts. Yeah, because there's a diagram.
So I mean, if you don't know how to cut a thumb, Mr. Joe Hill gave us a guide to. How to cut a thumb off.
This is horrible, dude.
So what you want to do is you don't want to...
you're going to fucking go...
You don't want to cut the thumb off straight up. Yeah. You want to cut some of the meat.
Oh, fuck. That's horrible, dude.
Cut the meat off so you get a clean cut of the bone.
Sounds like Jesus shitless.
Yeah, this guy is really twisted. So he cuts her thumb off. She slips out of the cuffs because she has no thumb.
So she can easily slip out.
She slips out.
I have no limbs. Gotta go.
Oh, shit.
Wait, go for it, man.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to cut his pinky off or something. But anyways. Smokes him. He dies. Great, creepy book. When you're reading the book.
Great, creepy book. All right, go for it.
You're reading it and you're like, just puts a really uneasy feeling over you. If you were looking for a real, like, what the fuck's going to happen?
Factor?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Joe Hill is the shit. I suggest you read his Lock and Key.
Lock and Key.
He has an ongoing series. His books are even scarier. Read his books. Great guy.
And a plug for Lock and Key, dude. All right, dude. Let's give Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
A plug one more time, dude. The artist. Lovely.
Yeah.
I would say fucking simple fucking art, but it's not him.
It does the job.
It's art by Vic Malhotra. So. I want to read. Can I use this one?
Oh, hell yeah. I'll let you borrow 1, 2, 3. Again, it's a 1, 2, and 3 series. And it's over.
Yeah.
Real short.
No shit.
Great book.
1, 2, 3, that's it?
Yeah, it ends with that. I believe it ends. It says it ends.
We could have fucking done this.
I did 1, 2, 3. I explained what happened.
Okay.
How she went to the war and she came back. But it's all good. 1, 2, 3. Good stuff.
I'll let you
borrow it.
How much time we got?
We got 5 minutes.
Sweet, man. Fucking what else you got going on, dude? Book of the Week.
I know
I went Book of the Weeks with Adam's run of New Avengers, but Uncanny X-Men number 11, I fucking love
it. It's a good book. I like it.
It's got to be up there with these ones, but everything we've been reading, nobody can tell fucking Adam and I we're fucking lazy because we read everything galore. But yeah, dude, fucking, I let Moses fucking read Uncanny X-Men
11. Nice.
He loved it. Nice. Everyone keeps giving us fucking mad fucking props like, holy shit, you guys are fucking... Moses' fucking boyfriend fucking hit me up, and he's like, the only reason I'm listening to the podcast is because you're on the show. I'm like, well, yeah, dick. Well, fucking cool. He's like, you guys are funny together. And I appreciate that, too. But at the same time, it's like, dude, you know we're not trying to be funny. He's like, no, dude, but the shit you guys say is just fucking funny. Makes me crack up.
It's so funny stuff. You
know? So I appreciate that. So good this stuff. Is going to be a shout-out. Last 5 minutes. Nothing but listener shout-outs to you guys.
Okay.
So not just shout-outs, but retweet us, guys.
Yeah.
If you guys see us on fucking Twitter, fucking retweet our links. If you like our podcast, give it to your brother or your sister. Give it to anybody that might fucking dig on the bullshit we're fucking talking.
It's good stuff, man. I'm going to give a shout-out to Christian, my buddy. He helped me with the college football. We worked together today, and he gave me the rundown. Thanks, Christian. What else do you want to thank?
Actually, fucking everyone, dude. Again, dude, the fans, dude. The fans, all you guys, we need you guys to fucking retweet us. We're going to get fucking Adam and I are working on fucking some
interviews. Some interviews. We're trying to figure some stuff out.
On top of that, dude, I told Adam about we're getting shirts fucking made.
Yeah, that's going to be sick.
How do you feel about shirts?
I love shirts.
Have you seen fucking... Oh, fucking... Jesse, we need you to get on this fucking ASAP, dude. Before Kamikaze.
Would be nice.
We need shirts so we can roll those out. We're working on cards. We're going to mingle with fucking artists. Artists, alley cats out there. And we're going to get interviews. I'm not going to get an interview from Todd McFarlane because fucking Adam just...
We're never going to talk to that
burn
guy.
That bridge with him.
And I don't want to get... I don't want to talk to Weinfeld either, so...
Okay.
I don't want to talk to those.
So, guys. Like I said, scratch you guys off the list of fucking people we're going to interview. Yeah, dude. But again, we have enough balls to fucking talk shit, dude. Keep on listening if you guys fucking dig. If you guys don't, fuck it, dude. Listen to us for the news, current events, sports, at least.
Yeah. That's what we're doing. We're trying to balance it out. We know a lot of people don't like comics, which is fine. But we try to get everyone to listen.
Yeah.
And if you have anything else, like last time we did some anime stuff. Just tweet us and we'll talk about it. And we'll give our 2 cents and we'll take 1 cent back
that. We'll definitely take everything you guys have to offer into consideration. And we're those type of fucking guys, dude. So, again, it's going to go back to you guys, the listeners. We love you guys. We're paying for this out of our fucking pocket, and we don't give a shit by this.
It's good stuff.
We're having a blast, dude. So, again, spread it out.
What's that?
Spread it out. Spread the
word.
Spread
the word, man.
Give it to your brother, your sister.
Hit us
up. Anybody, dude. Fucking up. We are rated XR.
Yeah.
We're explicit for sure, right?
Yeah.
All right, dude. We finally hit under an hour.
Yeah, we actually did get under an hour.
All right. Fuck, holy
so
shit,
we did pretty well.
Time. All right.
We will catch you guys next week.
Yes, we will be next Sunday, dude. Fucking one more time for you guys, football season. We're going to talk football next week, dicks.
We'll figure it out. But until then, read comics and
I got to mention this one more time, dude.
Go ahead.
Adam and I are in fucking a fantasy football league right now. I'm so going to take you out, son.
Dude.
I love it.
We'll see.
Love you, homie.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Talk to everybody else. Laters.
Peace out.